Princeton Tigers long road trip this week. They're going to take on the Kess Midway Vikings in their final non-conference test before conference play in the Trenton Bulldogs next week. For those that were there, I'm sure this was the case. Princeton gave Mid-Buchanan a pretty good run, but when you play a team as good as Mid-Buchanan, this was kind of my thoughts earlier this Wednesday afternoon, Coach Nate Powell, you try to stay in a game, and doing that against Mid-Buchanan it's easier said than done because they're so explosive offensively.
Absolutely, and really this year, last year when we played them, it seemed like big plays. We gave up big passes, just blowing some coverages, and we really just kind of, to me, it seemed like we rolled over really, really early last year, and it wasn't the case this year at all. We were much better prepared. The kids were ready, and we were looking forward to the game, and really the first drive of the game for Mid-Buchanan really kind of explained the rest of the game. It was very methodical. I mean, they were very patient. They don't wow you with a lot of different looks and plays and stuff, but I mean, they are very, very good at what they do and just nitpicked us all the way down the field. And, we felt good, think we made them work, but they just continued to do that all night long.
You can look.
There was no making them work anymore. They just nitpicked their way down. And if it was third and short, they were going to get it. If it was third and long, they seemed to hit the play. And, it says a lot about those kids and about that coaching staff. They are definitely prepared and very sharp and crisp for a week one game.
It's one thing if you just don't have the talent of your opponent and you look at him and say, man, I just wish we could get to that time someday, but you just kind of know realistically it's not going to happen. We both know, at least I think this is the case, that you have a good football team. I know you believe you have a good football team. And when you have guys that kind of have the knowledge that they're good and you're able to see a team that is really good to the level that Mid-Buchanan is, that is a huge benefit getting the guys to look at that game in practice and see what they did, because they have firsthand knowledge of the things that they didn't do that Mid-Buchanan did at that point, right?
Absolutely. And, we've told the kids that right after the game that, obviously we didn't want to see the score like that, and we had higher hopes for that game, but there were a lot of things to learn from it. A team that's that well prepared and that sharp is going to give you a lot of stuff to learn from, and we obviously had a lot of stuff to fix this week, and that's been the focus. Instead of dwelling on the score and dwelling on what we didn't do, it was just, here's the things we know we can do better, and let's get sharper, and let's make a big jump and improvement from week one to week two, and just keep rolling on through the season as long as we can.
Long road trip, about 45 miles south of Kansas City, down to Kess Midway, pretty darn close to the state line down there in Cleveland, Missouri, if you're going to put that into Google Maps. Cleveland, Missouri, just go Midway School District or something like that. I know a lot of people fret road trips of that sort. I always kind of look forward to them as a broadcaster because you're going to have listeners for one thing, and I know you're going to have a lot of Tiger fans go down there, Coach, but it can be such a great bonding experience if you have a bus trip of that length and you get a win. That's a great Friday night.
Absolutely. A trip is a big, big distraction, and especially when you throw in it's a team we've never played, it's a place we've never been. And you throw in all the extra distractions too with it, with sickness and teams getting quarantined and all that. And there just seems to be a ton of distractions around every single game. And it's a game like this on the road. That road trip down, we've already talked to the guys a lot about it. It's not going to be a good time party. It's a business trip, and we've got a long way to go. And everybody needs to stay focused and to do their part to be prepared when we get there to play, because once you jump off that bus, it's a long, long time sitting still. And then once you get off, you're playing within an hour and a half, 2 hours. So hopefully our guys are ready for this thing. Hopefully we get this trip beat and we're prepared and ready to play whenever the kickoff comes.
Well, and it can be such a bonding experience. If you get a win, that bus ride home just flies by and it's a great time. If you lose, that is that 2.5 hour, 3 hour trip is going to feel like about six.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a quick trip home.
Yes.
That's the goal. Let's hope we've got something positive to spin off of it. And, I feel good about this week. I feel good about the game plan. And the boys really executed well these first 2 days of the week. And so here we got our last big day of prep, of getting ready for Midway. And, like I said, it's a brand new team, and it's a different opponent. And so it's given us some different things to try and to prepare for. And, it's always like that, it seems like, but this week hopefully we can get that bounce back win and feel good going into conference season when it starts up.
Talked to Dennis Stevenson, who does Milan and Princeton football over on KTTN on Friday nights, and he got a chance to see your team in the Jamboree, and yeah, the first name out of his mouth was Berwanger. He just feels like that Berwanger is a running back for your program, Coach. Has brought it to a new level this year.
he's Ben last year did a lot for us, and this year we're obviously going to lean on him a lot. And, you know, with Eli Hinkie back there with him as well, there's two kids we feel like we've got a really good 1-2 punch with. And last week they just kind of got them. We didn't really have them in the game plan as much as we probably should have, and we didn't get them all as many touches as we should have. But, you know, that's the learning process for us as coaches too. It's not always the kids that have to improve and get better. It's obviously us. And so, again, that's some of the stuff we're looking to do this week and get them a little more involved because, I mean, when it comes down to it, our running game's what's going to carry us, and those two are right now our top two backs. So we need to get as much as we can out of them and hopefully get some guys around them to step up and stay pretty balanced.
Is Mid Buchanan, Coach, this is the impression that I get, is that as good as they've been the last 2 years, that they're even better this year. And you saw them week one last year and week one this year. Is Mid Buchanan even superior to what they were last year at this time?
I don't know if they're superior, but they're every bit as good. I mean, it's, you know, with Noyes back there again for this fourth year, I mean, there's nothing he hasn't already seen. I mean, he's going to be as poised as anybody in the state. And they brought a lot of experience back. And, you know, their coaching staff now has a lot of experience in big games and in making deep playoff runs. And I think they're all really geared up to try to make a deep run this season. And, you know, ideally it'd be fantastic to see them again down the road. But we'll let all that stuff kind of fall where it will. And if we get a chance, fantastic. But if not, I would say, you know, whoever does get through our district and through this part of the state, you're definitely going to have to go through Fawcett to get there.
Absolutely. I'd completely agree with that. I'm also with you for the point, too, that if Princeton plays Mid-Buchanan again this year, that's going to mean good things for Princeton, because that means you've had a pretty good season.
Absolutely. You know, that's all we can hope for. Just keep things rolling and we'll just keep playing as long as they let us.
So here's what I know about Cass Midway, and it's midweek, and I haven't really, you know, studied their roster, their schedule, their, you know, who they played last week. I'm going in blind at this point and talking with Coach Powell. He knows a lot more about Cass Midway than I do. But usually that's a really good Class 1 Missouri football program. Do they look just solid and tough, especially going down there this week, Coach?
You know, again, it's not having a whole lot of background on them. We've got, you know, we've got their Jamboree film. We got their week one game, and we can go off of, I mean, they played Lincoln in week one, who obviously has been pretty good these last several years. Mm-hmm. I think they're down a little bit this year, but with Midway, they look physical, they look big, they've got some size up front. And, you know, team speed, we may have them beat on the team speed side of it, but, you know, if they can get big guys on us and just get a good long drive going, it looked like they were very patient offensively and then were able to hit some plays over the top. You know, it could be a long night for us if we just let them grind away. So we're going to have to find a way to get some penetration and beat up that run game and try to get them at least uncomfortable with what they want to try to do and then hopefully take advantage of some stuff ourselves when we have the ball.
Is coronavirus at all affecting the football team up at Princeton, Coach?
Right now, no. We don't have any positive cases. We don't have any cases anywhere in the school. And, you know, it's we're in our little bubble right now. It's nice to say that. But, you know, with softball and football going and now kids from other schools and stuff intermixing and playing games, it's, you know, I just feel like it's a matter of time before we're going to get touched by it at some point. But, you know, right now the good Lord's looking out for us and we're staying healthy and we'll just keep on practicing. And, you know, if it does affect us, we just got to go with the next guy up and stay positive with those kids and make sure all of our kids are prepped and ready to go.
Hey, let's just keep wearing masks and keep knocking wood.
We'll do the best we can. We got to keep this stuff out of here.
I'm doing the best I can to stay healthy and get myself through the 9, 10, hopefully 11, 12 week season. We'll see how it goes here over the next couple of months. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck with the road trip and the game at Cass Midway this week. Talk to you later Friday night, hopefully after a big Tiger win.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.